Thank you. Okay, this morning, I'm going to start our worship and music off by singing Over My Head. Has anyone in here ever heard that song? Over My Head, I Hear Music in the Air. They always tell me to put the mic to my mouth. I think my mouth is big enough. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. There must be a God somewhere. Over my head, I see colors in the air. Over my head, I see colors in the air. There must be a God. Church's ministry of song is for the glory of God. Music is made first of all to the Lord and only secondary to each other. Music should communicate and express a sense of awe and wonder in the presence of God. It should lead our thoughts toward God rather than towards ourselves. Throughout Scripture, music has been explicitly and implicitly demonstrated to be a gift or blessing from God Almighty. It is through this gift that man can render praise and thanksgiving to him, as well as give expressions to his emotions, from the most profound sorrow to the most exhilarating joy. First, look at music. Look at what music is in the church. Music in the church is an act of sincere spiritual worship. That is, our singing should be authentic expressions of thanks and praise to God with all our hearts. This morning, we're going to have a small concert for God. I have asked Daryl, Norma Ann, Patsy, and Rick to help me with this service. We hope you will enjoy the songs and messages rendered. First, let me explain songs as my introduction to song in Baptist upbringing. I was brought up in the Baptist church. Growing up in the church, I was always drawn to music. My grandparents raised me. They raised me up in the church and would literally open the doors to the church. My grandfather was the first one at church every Sunday morning for Sunday school and for the service at 11. Growing up in the church, I was always drawn to music. My grandparents raised me up in the church and would literally open the doors of the church. My grandfather was one of the deacons that would be in the front of the church and do hymn lining, or also called lining out. Do you know what that is? Okay. I'm going to give you a little example. Little. Okay. Hymn lining is a hymn raised which is unaccompanied, sacred singing in which a leader chants a line and the congregation sings that line in response. If anybody can join in with us, it'll be fine. If you can't, It's new for you. It's okay. Okay. The song that we're going to hymnline this morning is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And it's going to be What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And we started off, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to Sunday morning with that. And then a deacon would go down and start praying. And sometimes it would pray a long time. But you would know when it was going to end because he was crossing the Jordan River. And then he would say amen. But it was fun. When you're young, you're impressed by certain things. And I was impressed by my grandparents and going to church and learning about Jesus. Sometimes we kind of go another way, but God has a way of bringing us back. And I thank him so much for that. Okay. Now I'm going to ask Patsy to sing a song that is dear to her heart, It Is Well With My Soul. But let me tell you a little bit about it. It is a hymn written by Horatio Spafford and composed by Philip Bliss. Spafford wrote the song right after his four daughters died in a shipwreck. If you don't know this young lady, she's my friend, Miss Patsy McLean. Patsy, will you come forth and do your thing?
His own blood for
up in the same culture of churches. Patsy was up on 10th and Division.
9th
and Division. 9th and Division.
Microphone.
Payne Chapel. And I was at 3rd and Division at Friendship Baptist Church. So in the churches, the choirs knew almost the same songs. So, and another thing, and that song gets me every time, but anyway. My sons, Dowell and Derek, grew up in a church, just like me. Dowell is going to run to the next song, but let me talk first about the author, Andre Crouch. He was a Grammy-winning gospel singer and composer who started his career at 14, helped Michael Jackson arrange Man in the Mirror. In 1964, at the age of 22, Crouch became the pastor of Christ Memorial Church of God in Christ in Bacali, California, following his father's death. A prolific writer, musician, and arranger, Crouch composed over 1,700 songs, resulting in the multiple Grammy Awards, 6 GMA Awards, an Oscar nomination for The Color Purple, and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Andre Crouch died January 8th, 2015. I've asked Darryl to sing one of his songs released in 1995, Jesus is the Answer. Darryl.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day, but there's one thing God, you know, that Jesus is the way.
His love for us in prayer and song. I've been told singing to God is like praying twice. I love that because I sing a lot. Okay. I hope the message of love and praise through our songs have brightened your day. I'm now closing this small concert with a song that gets me every time. Jesus, 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 written by Bill and Gloria Gaither. With so many songs, they looked at Jesus' name from a personal perspective. Gloria says this song came to them out of a personal experience that confirmed the power and effect the name of Jesus have on our everyday lives. Their grandparents died, one by one. Bill and Gloria Gaither were impressed by how often, even in their dying days, their grandparents spoke the name of Jesus. It was about this time that Bill and Gloria became parents. They weren't so sure they were ready for this new responsibility. So when their child woke up in the middle of the night with a high fever, they began calling on the name of Jesus, the great physician. Yes, there's something about that name. Thanks for being so patient with us today, and God bless and keep you. Please sing along with me if you so desire.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Come on, sing it with me, hum it. Come on.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something